The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
Yeah, boys, mine's a very timid one, so I'll kick us off. And you see this all the time. So you know when you're in, say, a three-lane, a road with three lanes, right? And,
yes.
And you can quite clearly see up ahead,
yes,
the left lane has a parked car or some kind of obstruction. Everyone can see that. But then you get the person who just sneaks up to try and get at the front of the queue anyway, right? So they know they can chew off 100 metres and then slide in.
Pusher.
So I come across this particular person, and you're going to let people in, right? But the rule is one for one, isn't it?
Yep. The rule is
it's
an unwritten rule.
Yes, but that's I see a blinker on and they're sort of nudging in, so I just put the brakes on, let them go through, and then the bloke behind tries to dive in on the same thing.
Oh no!
And I'm like, champ, no. So then what he did, instead of me letting him in, then he marched forward another 50 metres.
Oh, to try and skip
to jump the queue even further. A grade.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
A grade. My A grade, very similar to, not similar to yours, but it's a road issue.
Yeah.
I was taking my middle daughter, Maya, she's on her L's, and this bloke just beeped in the horn, like, because Maya was driving so slow.
Yeah, that's massive A grade.
Yeah. And then sped past over.
With the look? Did you do the passive look?
Yeah. Over, and I just reached over and beeped the horn. I mean, it's an L plater, seriously.
Yeah, that is chronic A grade.
Okay. I was at the shopping market down the road from my place, a supermarket as it's probably more well known as, lining up for the counter.
Yep.
We still have a bit of a distance. We've got a bit of a COVID hangover at our local market. So I'm probably about 4 metres away from the checkouts. The guy that's being served, because there was only one checkout chick at the counter, he's like turned and looked at me, like just done like a 90-degree turn and looked and smiled and looked back. And I was like, what?
Oh, bananas up or down?
No bananas.
Oh, right,
no, right. He didn't have a banana. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And then he'd left and I walked into the checkout area. He's dropped a jam tart at the counter.
Awesome.
But it was very A grade, but I actually liked the fact that he was like, you know what you're in for the next 60 seconds? This is, yeah. And so I walked in and then a lady came like about a meter from me ready for the next, like to be the next person up. And she's just given me this look and I'm like, oh, now I've been stitched up.
This has happened to you a couple of times. Happened in Pilates.
Yes, it did too. So, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, well played, but A grade nomination for old Daryl.
Anything for you, Gib?
Yeah, I've got a quick one. I went down to Canberra, as you guys know, because I'm going to be a groomsman in a wedding. So my two mates, one's getting married and the other guy is the groomsman. Little did I know there was an MC role opportunity going, but I was not considered for it. My other mate, the other groomsman, he is now the MC for the wedding. I thought, you know, I was pretty much a gimme part to be MC, considering my line of work.
Yeah.
And nothing. And then they dropped the bombshell on me Saturday afternoon, about six beers in. Oh, hey, look, you're not doing any of the MCing.
That's a win, giver.
Bride, yeah, I thought so. But still, you know, you wanted to get up in front of everyone and have a little yarn. But yeah, the bride, there's a few behavioural issues there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you've been scuppered by her.
Have you met your date? Your bridesmaid equivalent?
No. So we're me and my mate is just one date for two of us.
Oh.
So we're not having it. So she's got one.
Two groomsmen, one maid of honour.
Yeah. So we'll be.
Ooh, it's going to be busy.
DT,
in the,
I think.
It's going to be busy in the
unusual.
Spa.
Unusual.
Very.
Having it imbalanced.
Yeah. Well, so I think we have to go on both sides of her.
Right.
To walk her down the aisle, or someone's going to have to go empty-handed. And because I'm not the MC, I'll probably have to go down empty-handed.
that's awkward.
Yeah,
well, the thing is as well, I'm not able to bring a date unless it's a serious relationship. So I'm struggling.
Well, there's a few question marks about this wedding.
Yeah, I know. Well,
can I
the competitions I do, there is a few question marks. But
can I give, maybe just throw something up there? Obviously, the bride will be. What about if you're holding the train? You're holding the dress
at the wedding
down the aisle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So she'll be going down with hopefully her father.
That's a good job, you know.
Yeah. Don't you reckon?
Well,
you
yeah.
can't go down by yourself.
Well, is that worse?
Yeah,
you know, just peering behind.
Hey,
is that worse if he's just sort of peering behind the?
No. Yeah. You're holding
the dress.
The dress.
Yeah.
And
imagine there's a big flowing train.
Yeah. No, well, but yeah. I'm already sensing that the bride's not in love with him. And next thing you know, he's got the job of carrying the Cohen Hess.
You've got to be doing something. Can't just go down. But then after the marriage.
You know what, Gibbo? If I was you, I'd actually sit in the first seat and just subtly slide up when it's your turn. You don't do the big walk, mate.
Yeah. No, I'm not really looking forward. If I'm honest, it's going to be a massive ball drag because... Oh, there's questions getting asked about my position. There's behavioural issues.
Can you pull out? Can you just take one? Say to your mate, listen, it's going to throw everything off. Like the photos.
Yeah.
I've got some significant questions that I have to ask you off air.
Yeah, true.
Now Gibbo, is the groom and the best man?
Yep.
Would they be your one and two seed or not necessarily?
Nah, not necessarily. No. I hope they're not listening.
Nah.
So he's got his brother as his best man, yep. And then me and my other mate, we're all three best friends.
Gotcha.
So yeah, they probably...
And she's only got a plus one, has she?
She's got her sister and then a plus one.
Gotcha.
You're second.
I'm third
drop because I won't be emceeing. I won't be up close next to my mate.
So you've got the three-man overlap.
Yeah, so I'm unmarked outside because Aaron Meyer's come in. Yeah. So I'm out.
I would love to know the conversation they've had.
Oh, yeah.
You see, your mate's done you well to get your start. I reckon...
Well, surely the bride can just throw it, even if she hasn't got a friend.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got the
sister. No, the deal was, listen, okay, look, you can have him as MC or you can have him as this. And she went, nah, third drop, okay, he's not doing the MC.
But then to make it all even, she could just pull up someone from the bench.
No, but that's one of the questions I've got, if I'm being brutally honest.
Anyway, can I get back to this A grade? Yeah. This is from Daisy. Afternoon, fellas. A grade nom at the pub on Saturday night, and it's my mate's round. And instead of coming back with four schooners of new, he comes back with one, sits down, and says, "It's only one person. You'll need to get your own." Not sure if my mate is the A grader here or the pub, but someone should be going down for it. Daisy, it's your mate's. If there's only one beer per person, he's got to do four laps.
Yep, that's right. Totally agree with that.
Yeah, Daisy. Don't let him get out of this.
He just would have... A trip to the bar would have sorted that out to find out if there was...
And that's ridiculous. One pub. What sort of pub? Name this pub, Daisy.
Yeah. Hey, David Bowie, Cat's back.
This is quality AM radio. Name the pub.
Well, you can't be doing that unless it was a shot and it was like 2 a.m. in the morning. You've got to name it.
Willie's on the text line. He says, by the time the wedding comes, he's back in Gibbo to not even get a start by the sounds of things. can I ask you this? Has the uniforms been ordered?
No. So we're going to MJ Bale, top of the range, half off.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunately, you'll be going to Kelly Country.
What if there's a 2-for-3 deal? You're in big trouble, Gibbo.
Yeah, look, we'll see what happens.